Hey, Chris and Fresh Guys, and welcome to Ninja Night School. I am Low Tech Mystic.
And I'm Droops.
And it is 3 o'clock in the morning on Friday, April 7th, 2006, and we are standing outside in the rain, outside of Night's Digital Fortress, so we can record a little Ninja Night School for you guys out there. And so why are we standing in the rain to record Ninja Night School? That's another question. But we're here to talk about why we're all together. So we're standing outside because everybody else is all tuckered out. Oh, Mr. Keechy Guy, Iron Geek is with us, and Night Lord, Mrs. Night Lord, and all the little digital ones are all tucked in for a nice evening nap. But me and Droops, the Night Owls, for some reason still up amongst the soft glow of the computer screen. So we figured record a little bit Ninja Night School, let you guys know what all is going on, because we are gathered for a Nauticon, which is in 9 hours?
Yeah, I'm talking in 14.
And we don't need no sleep, because we're hardcore bitches.
Sleep is a crutch.
So they say. Alright, we'll get into a little bit of housekeeping first, since this is, I guess, my first show in probably close to 2 months, which is bad.
It's a good thing I bought you that domain name.
Yeah. But anyway, we've been working hard, very hard, getting everything ready for Nauticon. And continuing for the rest of the weekend, we're going to have a little podcast each day. It'll probably be recorded about this time of night, every night. But we're going to do a little wrap-up from Nauticon, just to kind of, for you guys that wanted to come but couldn't make it, or those of you who just didn't think about coming, you know, to let you know how bad you fucked up. So, but we're going to do a little recap of all the fun we had and all the cool stuff that we learned. And we're all giving presentations, so we're all excited about that. And we've all been practicing our presentations this evening in the Digital Fortress. All right, but we've got a lot of stuff coming up. Well, we don't want to spoil all the fun and surprises that lays ahead of us in the next 2 days. So what can we tell you about? Well, we had some fun today with some airsoft guns. Droops has been modifying a little airsoft gun. And you want to tell us a little bit how you went about doing it?
Well, pretty much I took it apart. And when I ripped, it's a 1911 replica is what it looks like. And when I pulled the slide off the top, a couple of pieces fell out. And I was like, oh shit, where do these go? So I go to put them back in, and I couldn't figure it out. It's like, fuck it. So I tried to shoot the gun, and I realized that me taking the top off and these convenient pieces falling out, it was now automatic. And we've since bought another one, and the second you knock the top of that thing off, it's an automatic. It's crazy. Like, all the pieces fall out that need to. And I got to take more of it apart, and I found that the side of it, under the little hand grip, had two solder points that were there for just no apparent reason other than for you to add batteries to it very easily. So pretty much, you rip the top of it off, take the side off, there's solder points already, you add some batteries to it, and now it's a much faster automatic airsoft gun for like $17.
Available at any local major store.
Yeah, sells airsoft.
Yeah. But if you guys are kind of curious about what the hell we're talking about, you can go to infonomicon.org. You go down into the images in the gallery under the adventures section. I've posted some pictures that I've taken today of the gun, so you can see the gun kind of in action and a couple close-up shots of the modified and unmodified gun. You can see all the nice 9-volt batteries taped to the side of it. And then there's even a picture of Iron Geek adding some more 9-volt batteries to it, which is a nice little evolution of the gun.
The more the 9-volt batteries go in, the faster the gun shoots. Like, extremely faster.
Yeah, like, that little clip holds maybe, 15 little pellets?
You can't see them leave the gun.
Yeah, and that's with 4 9-volt batteries.
It was 5.
5?
Yeah.
5, yes. It was rather entertaining. We had a good time today. And while we were out playing with our little airsoft guns, we...
Testing. We were scientifically testing the range.
Velocity.
Yeah. Painfulness.
Pain factor. Yes, I can attest to that. We may have a little visual record of that for...
Sorry about shooting you in the back of the head.
Yeah. you can all see that hopefully very soon on the Hack TV Underground on the Ben Rev. So stay tuned. We'll be sure to keep you posted. But for now, you can check out the pictures of us shooting the gun. And we had a real good time while we were testing. And we also had a little, a little crowd.
Audience,
yes, of a gathering of young minds who were rather curious as to what we were doing. And so, in true hacker mindset, we were more than happy to educate and share. So we had, three or four little kids hanging out with us and all asking us how we did it. And
we told them computers are cool.
Yeah, and they're asking how we did it. And yeah, we play with computers and look what we do.
We hang out with no girls playing with airsoft guns in our late 20s.
But to your average 8-year-old, damn, cool. We rock. So, but regardless, we've all been having a really good time. We all got together Wednesday afternoon. Drew drove up from his home. I went and picked up Iron Geek, returned to my house. Troops met me at my house, and then we drove to tonight's Digital Fortress, where we now stand. We got here late Wednesday night. It's now very late Thursday night, early Friday morning. And in a mere few hours, we will be awaking. Hopefully, I'll be awaking and not still waking. Small difference there. Just one little word. Waking or awaking. Ooh, it's getting late, guys. I am now also well on my way in learning Linux and the Linux experience itself, which very much excites me. I spent this afternoon repartitioning my drive so that I may dual boot with Windows XP and Debian. So I'm very excited about that, and I cannot wait to bask in the warmth of apt-get, which excites me to no end. So I'm very, very, very excited about getting to be taken under somebody's wing for at least a few days that we're all together, and to make like a sponge and soak up as much Linux information as I can. So I'm just super stoked about that. Speaking of learning Linux, I've recently found a new podcast that I'm loving. It's for someone exactly like me, the novice, very new Linux user, the person who knows he wants to use Linux, but doesn't know where to start or how to begin or anything like that. This is a show done by a guy named Griffin Chess. His show is called Linux Reality, and I'll have a link up in the show notes, so go check the show out. It's fairly new, but I really like it, and I highly recommend everybody listening to this show. So, thanks again, Mr. Griffin Chess. I look forward to each and every show that you do. Well, okay, guys, it looks like the rain's starting to pick up a little bit more. And it's not too much being a sprinkle. So I think I'm going to retire back into the house. Droops has already done so. He may be the smarter of the two. But yeah, you guys, stay tuned. Look forward to lots of updates over the whole weekend. We're going to be going update crazy. I'm going to be taking all kinds of pictures, good stuff like that. I'm going to try to set up a Flickr account so I can update photos, so be sure to just keep up, just check back in with the and the night school website and Phenomicon website. It's getting tired and I cannot talk. I'm sorry, guys. This is not making for good audio. But it's gonna be a good time all around. So hopefully in the morning we will be waking and on our way to Nauticon. We've heard word that Dossman and Zach, Ponyboy, and Mesa have already arrived at the hotel where Nauticon's being held. So we look forward to in the morning our arrival being greeted by them. And I can't wait to meet up with them. So you guys just keep checking back. And we're going to try to bring Nauticon to you as much as possible through pictures and audio and probably no video. But we'll see. So thanks for listening. There's no closing music tonight, guys, because I just realized I deleted all the music I had on my laptop so I could have more room for repartitioning my hard drive. So, I tell you what, we'll do a little make-inspired, do-it-yourself closing music. So what I want everybody to do is I want you all to go to ACLU.org/pizza. And here's a nice little clip from the ACLU about how our rights and freedom are always in jeopardy and how we constantly need. Go check this out. And I figured it was appropriate since I'm a pizza delivery guy and I deliver pizzas. I found this video very accurate and potentially scary. About the first half of the video, minus the government ID and all that stuff, is right on. Like when you call the pizza place, yeah, we have way too much information on you, including multiple cell phone numbers, addresses. There's quite a database and a lot of just information in there. So it'd be way too easy to take it just a little step further and make that little flash video that you see at ACLU.org/pizza. When you go there, when you see that, that's really not too far from happening. You give us a couple bills in Congress, and that could easily be reality. I promise you that. So do it yourself. Make your own closing music. Stay tuned, and we'll see you guys around.
Pizza Palace, guaranteed hot in 30 minutes or it's free. This is Mary. May I take your order?
Hi, Mary. Yes, I'd like to order.
Is this Mr. Kelly?
Yes.
Thank you for calling again, sir. I share your national identification number as 610-204-9998-45-54610. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Kelly. I see you live at 736 Montrose Court, but you're calling from your cell phone. Are you at home?
I'm just leaving work, but I'm...
Oh, we can deliver to Bob's Auto Supply. That's at 175 Lincoln Avenue, yes?
No, I'm on my way home. How do you know all this stuff?
We just got wired into the system, sir.
Oh, well, I'd like to order a couple of your double meat special pizzas.
Sure thing. There'll be a new $20 charge for those, sir.
What do you mean?
Sir, the system shows me that your medical records indicate that you have high blood pressure and extremely high cholesterol. Luckily, we have a new agreement with your national health care provider that allows us to sell you double meat pies as long as you agree to waive all future claims of liability.
What?
Do you agree, sir? You can sign the form when we deliver, but there is a charge for processing. The total is $67 even.
$67?
Well, that includes the delivery surcharge of $15 to cover the added risk to our driver of traveling through an orange zone.
I live in an orange zone?
Now you do. Looks like there was another robbery on Montrose yesterday. You could save $48 if you ordered our special Sprout Submarine Combo and picked it up yourself. Comes with tofu sticks. Those are very tasty, sir. Good value, too.
But I want double meat.
Well, I'm sure you can afford the $67, then. You just bought those tickets to Hawaii. They weren't cheap, eh? Oh, but I see you checked out the budget beach bum at the library last week. Up to you, sir.
All right. I'll get the Sprout subs.
Good choice, sir. Gotta watch that waist if you're hitting the beach, eh? 42 inches. Wow. Man, I'd say tofu and sprouts is, like, required.
That's how much?
Just between you and me, there's a $3 off coupon in this month's Total Men's Fitness magazine. Your wife Betty subscribes to that, right? Anyhow, clip that and it's $19.99 even. Whoa, looks like you maxed out on all your credit cards. Bring cash, okay?
Want to stop this from happening?